This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, along with the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, we begin hour number three, and we say hello to our good pal, the former head coach around these here parts, Jay Gruden, longtime offensive coordinator in the NFL, on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle covered. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. And Jay Gruden joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Coach.
Hello, Chris. How you doing? Doc Walker, how we doing?
Hey, brother. We're good.
Doing
How's
great.
The family?
Everybody's good.
Good.
Good. You know, Jay became a grandpa. Right, Jay? You got a couple
third
of
third time grandpa.
Yeah,
third.
Right.
First girl Gruden ever.
There you go.
Oh, oh my goodness. She's going to be guarded like a pit bull.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with the Grudens when it comes to her, right?
Yeah. She's a pit bull herself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, so let's start here. Before we get to Super Bowl 59, wanted to get your thoughts right off the bat before we get to the actual football. Yesterday was a big momentous day around here, Jay. I know how much pride you took in being the head coach of the Washington Redskins. Josh Harris put the lid on the Commanders' name, said they ain't changing it. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it's disappointing. You know, it's just been Commanders, Washington football team, Redskins, you know, just pick a name. Maybe he's right. Just pick a name and put an end to all the speculation. I'd like him to go back to Redskins because that's who we are. That's who we've been, and that's the history of the whole organization. But eventually they got to pick a name. I'm glad it's over.
It's fair. Short and simple.
Well, he's to the point. I mean, Jay lived it, and you
enough,
know.
Enough.
The pride factor, Jay, I was trying to share with Rooster because he was there with us in Philadelphia when they won the East, and the pride level when you win this division on the road in Philadelphia, there's no better place, there's no better crowd to piss off and get it done. You understand, traveling, it's like asking your fan base to go to hell and back. And so you realize how much pride is involved in everything that represents burgundy and gold. And you'd like people here to just understand what that means.
Oh, 100%. You know, the history of the name is it's first class. And, you know, Joe Gibbs there and all everything that went through the Washington Redskins name is just unfortunate. It had to be changed in the first place. But now it's been, what, five, 6 years now? Now it's about time to just put a kibosh on it.
Yep.
Name the damn team. But it's always going to be the Redskins to me. I don't care what anybody calls it.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of people view things. All right, we'll move on from that, and we'll get you this. Doc and I were just having a conversation. Miles Garrett officially put it out into the ether yesterday. He's asking for a trade from the Browns. They say they're not going to trade him. How much would you be willing to pay any franchise, but specifically Washington, for Miles Garrett, Jay?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of other issues Washington has to figure out first. We got to figure out the offensive line. We got to figure out the defensive line, what we can do with Dante Fowler, Bobby Wagner, what's Marshawn Lattimore status. I think there's obviously ways they can make it happen with Miles Garrett and be a great addition without a doubt. I'm all for it because he is the best defensive player in pro football. So anytime you get a chance to do that, I'd go for it. But just make sure you have your ducks in a row. Make sure you got other positions taken care of before you start going crazy.
I agree. I mean, he's a prize bull, but he can't wreck your program. But they've got to do something because they will not be able to beat the Eagles three times with this current setup because they just don't pressure the quarterback consistently enough. And they don't stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of positions of need, obviously. I think, they had some, defensive line, they got banged up a little bit. I do think they need an explosive pass rusher on the edge. I think Armstrong is a below-average player if you look at his grades. And Dante Fowler, they got a lot out of Dante Fowler. But, his history of his career, he's been under – he hasn't been very productive, but he was this year. So they got to make a decision on him. And then Farrell's a run-stopping defensive end. He's not a pass rusher at all. Mm-hmm. So they need some pressure off the edge from somewhere or somebody. And, Payne and Allen. Allen's he's not a great pass rusher on the interior either. He's a good defensive tackle, but not exactly an explosive pass rusher. Same with Payne. They're good defensive tackles, but they're not really disruptive pass rushers, if that makes sense. They're, good players. They need somebody off the edge. They need some explosion. They need some power. They need somebody to get the quarterback on the grass.
Jay, you hear people talk all about, how you have the rookie quarterback window, and clearly they are 1 year into it. They can't do an extension until after year three. They technically have Jaden Daniels under control for four more years, at least. So people say strike while the iron is hot. How much of that would be driving you? Because you were involved at times when Bruce and Dan would allow you to, and you were considered very savvy, very sharp by a lot of people I knew inside and outside the organization. How much would that be driving you to say, hey, man, we really got to get a guy like this? We can't have, what we had last year, which you mentioned, Dante Fowler, 10.5 sacks. Great at that, but he couldn't set the run, or he couldn't set the edge, and they couldn't stop the run, or Cleveland Farrell, who was okay at stopping the run, but not really a great pass rusher. We really need this, and we need to strike while the iron is hot.
Pedal to the metal, my friend. This is the time to do it when you're quarterback in the rookie contract with 100%. This is the time to go after. Maybe this is the time to get Miles Garrett, make a splash defensively, get a home run hitter, because a closer, because Jaden's going to keep you in a lot of games and get a lead. So make teams pass the ball, and if teams are throwing the ball, Miles Garrett, geez, you got to have somebody like that on the edge. When I was there, we had Kerrigan, who was pretty damn good at that, but still not a guy like Miles Garrett that required a chip, that required a tight end to stay in, whatever it might be. He impacts the entire defense in a positive way.
Doc, just one more follow-up on that. I mean, we know that they're not getting the production or the results that they were hoping for when they did long-term extensions with Allen and especially Payne. Could you potentially see one of those guys being dangled as part of a trade package for Garrett or somebody? Like, is that a way to get around not having to send two or three first-round picks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, why not? I think, they drafted well last year, defensive line position, so they have a little bit of depth there. And those guys kind of played a lot of minutes. The defensive line had a pretty good rotation last year. Even when Jonathan went out, they still played pretty good. They weren't world beaters, but they held their own. They won a lot of games with those guys. So I think you have a good nucleus there. You add another guy in a draft, maybe another free agent to add to the depth. And, yeah, for sure, if you have a chance to get a game changer like Miles Garrett, I for sure would dangle Payne a little bit, or Allen.
Running back, I don't see it right now. Your eyes are better than mine, Jay. How do we get a bell cow on the squad?
It's amazing how after one loss to Philadelphia, we need running backs, offensive line, defensive line, pass rush, linebackers. mm-hmm. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think – the visual evidence, obviously, is Saquon Barkley, what he's done for the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, what he did for Detroit. Those guys make a big-time difference. There's just not many of them is the issue. And Brian Robinson Jr. is a tough kid. He runs between the tackles pretty good. He doesn't have that home run hitting ability. He's a gain of 12, 15-yard type guy. I know he had a couple long runs, but for the most part, that's his ceiling. And then Eckler, he's getting a little bit older. He's got third down potential. But they need somebody in there, a little change of pace back, somebody that can run and possibly get a 40, 50-yard gain from time to time out of the backfield or, you know, on the outside zones or between the tackles or on the zone reads.
Would be nice if you could find a Saquon Barkley or a Jahmyr Gibbs type, right? If they just fell off your tree and were dropped off that tree on the front step of Commander's Park, right?
Yeah, good luck.
It would be nice.
But, you know, that would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Jay Gruden is with us, driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, on a day late. My choice on that, and Jay was nice enough to accommodate so that we could take all the calls yesterday on the name game, but we've moved on. So Cooper Kupp is a guy that obviously you have some familiarity with. I mean, Sean drafted him in Los Angeles. I know you've studied him. I know, very productive. Obviously, I think great route runner, tough as you know what. Does have some injuries. He, I guess, was told by Sean and Les Snead that they're moving on and that they're going to try and trade him to the best possible situation. I assume he would be a pretty good fit with Terry, or is that a wrong assumption?
Oh, no, he'd be a good fit with anybody because he's a team player. He fits into the mentality of the Washington Commander football team and what Dan Quinn and Peters want. He's a team guy. He will block on the perimeter. He'll block linebackers. He'll block defensive ends. He'll do his part in a running game, but in the passing game, he'll know where he's supposed to be. He's got great hands. He's not as fast as he used to be. He's not a true number one anymore, but he can line up on the inside, do a lot of damage in the slot. And I think that's what they need. They need another guy in the middle on the slot. Ertz is getting a little bit older. He can work the tight end position a little bit, but we need somebody on the slot to get some separation, work those option routes, which I don't think they have right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because you're right. I mean, for all the things that went right, they really didn't have that, right? Because Diami's not really a slot guy. Zacchaeus kind of is, right? Jamison Crowder kinda is, but you need an upgrade there is the point.
Yeah, exactly. And the upgrade you want is a guy that is dependable and a guy that will do some of the dirty work. Because I know some of the runs that Cliff likes to run requires the receivers to block. Sometimes defensive ends, sometimes linebackers. And then the RPOs off of the bubble screen still block the perimeter guys for if you want to throw the bubble screen out to Terry or to the running back or Eckler. You need receivers that will block. And Cooper Kupp is one of the best blocking receivers there is. You don't realize that because of his size, but he's a tough son of a gun.
Good. Yeah,
he's
no good. Doubt. If you had to make a trade for Cooper Kupp, is that like that's not a multiple first round pick thing in my eyes? That's a maybe a second round pick. What would you say
I think it'd be like fourth, third.
Oh, okay,
fourth,
so
probably.
That low. Okay, all right.
That's, I would think so. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, some teams might go higher. I mean, the Cowboys could use them, the Giants, I mean, the Texans. I mean, I went through it this morning. There's you know, a half dozen to a dozen teams that could use his services. But not being a true number one receiver, he's a role player now. He's not a number one guy. He's not a triple crown winner like he was 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure.
He's going to be a 45, 50 catch guy for 700-800 yards, which is great. And he'll do a lot of other things. But, I don't think he's worth a first or second rounder.
Yeah, people forget he's also 31 and, again, does have an injury history. Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. All right, let's spin you to Super Bowl 59. The Eagles, of course, disposing of the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. I think, you know, that game, as we talked about, was closer than probably the final score would indicate. But the Chiefs are going for 3 Super Bowls in a row. So, I think maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't think I am. Clearly, they're better at quarterback and head coach, meaning the Chiefs. What I wonder about is, can the Chiefs defense with Spagnuolo and the aggressive blitzing scheme cause all sorts of problems for Barkley and Jalen Hurts and force them into mistakes or bottle up Barkley, which nobody seems to be able to do?
Well, that's a $1 million question. I think Justin Reed's going to come out of a safety spot and be a very active safety in this game early in downs. And obviously, Chris Jones and Dana, those guys are pretty good run stoppers. And Karlofkis, you know, they play good sound defense, but they gave up 85, 90 yards to Joe Mixon. They gave up 90 yards to Cook last week.
Yep.
So there's not
James
like
Kirk,
they're.
Yeah.
All American run stopping defense. It's going to be tough for them to stop this guy. I mean, nobody's done it yet. The big thing is stopping the home runs. you know, limb them to a couple singles and a couple doubles, but get away from the 60 to 70 yarders. I know that was Washington's plan, but on play one, he got 60-yard touchdown. So you got to stop the 60-yarders and make him drive down the field and then force Jalen to throw it. And I think they can get pressure because Philly's not a great pass-protecting team. They're a very good run-blocking team, but not a good pass-protecting team. I mean, the Rams sacked them 7 times.
Yeah.
Their injuries in the interior for Philly, are they going to be able to overcome that?
Yeah, Juergens and Dickinson are both out or questionable. That's the big thing. You got a back and a knee, and I don't know. I don't know how long it takes for a back to recover. I don't know how bad Dickerson's knee is. So that's a big time factor in the ball game. I think they'll probably be limited all week in practice this week, and they'll probably give it a go on game day. But you know, they were really limping around there in the last game that they played. They didn't look good at all. So yeah, that's right, Doc. That's a big time factor.
We also have to keep in mind Saquon Barkley was banged up for the first, you know, half or so of the NFC Championship game. I mean, he had the big run, but remember, he was on the sideline, he was on the bike, he was dealing with some, and he did come back in as Gainwell got hurt. But something to keep in mind, you know, just because a guy practices in full, Jay, you know this, guy practices in full, guy is cleared to play, guy starts to play, and then something happens early during a game, and it's on like Donkey Kong sometimes.
I'm like Donkey Kong. Yeah. Yes, it is, Chris. Yeah.
I couldn't think of something creative to say, Jay. You know?
Yeah, most coaches do the opposite. They say limited, questionable, and then they play.
Right.
You know? But, you know, it's a cat and mouse game, but Saquon, I think, has a calf. I think, obviously, he'll be fine. But you're right. You never know what happens throughout the course of the game. And, you know, the long stretches, the long delays, people get tight on the sideline, then they burst and they pull something, you know. So there'll be a lot of factors out there. But I think Saquon will be fine. It's just a matter of stopping him. Good luck.
In terms of trying to keep the Kansas City passing attack contained under control, clearly pressuring and harassing Patrick Mahomes. But Kelce is the guy that I can't figure out because I thought, you know, after having kind of a pedestrian regular season, first couple of playoff games or two, he was really good and then not so much in the conference championship game, right? Like, I don't know what to expect there against a very talented secondary. Is it Xavier Worthy that has to be, like, really, really good in this game for Kansas City, or is it Kelce? How do you kind of look at that?
These guys are all about first, second down, run pass option type plays. You know, they like to run the ball and they have the passes off of the stick and the flat, the little slant behind the linebackers if the linebackers get aggressive. That's where all their hate comes from. Then they get to third and four, they get man coverage, and they do all the crossing route, pick routes, and they're very effective at that. As far as true drop back goes, they don't want to do that. That's not who they are. They can't protect right now. Thune's playing left tackle. He can't do it. And they're not very good. So they have to stay in third and three and four, get man covers, work their pick routes, work Kelce in the middle of the field. And that's how they do it. They move the ball 10, 12, 13 play drives, and they make a play in the red zone. And Mahomes scrambles around, throws a dump off to somebody in the corner end zone, and they score. It's ugly, but it's effective. But that's how they play. I don't see Patrick Mahomes dropping back 45, 50 times and throw for 350 yards. This is a ball control type team that's going to use the bubble screens, the RPOs, and then on third down, Mahomes is going to have to scramble.
Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. One more. Andy Reid said he's coming back for at least one more year. I mean, I guess if you had to work with Patrick Mahomes and if you were winning, maybe it's 3 Super Bowls Sunday night in a row, that would drive you to come back. Or would it drive you to, I don't know, retire and go on a yacht like Dan Snyder is?
I'd coach till I was 100 years old if I had Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. There's no doubt.
That would help.
You know, the game plan is a lot easier. What do we want to run here? Let's run 82, Hank. Sure. Okay, Patrick, you make it work. Okay, great. You know, it's unbelievable what he can do. And then he has Spags, the defensive coordinator, with him, who's going to take control. He has Matt Nagy, who's, you know, knows his offense, can help him on the offense side of the ball. He's got a veteran staff, guys he's worked with forever. It's not like he has to put in the, you know, 18-hour days. I'm sure he can get in there at 7 in the morning, leave at 7 at night, and work normal hours. But yeah, he's doing a great job and has a great team around him and a great ownership and a great general manager.
Last thing, I think we asked you about Brian Schottenheimer last week, so I'll leave that on the side with the Cowboys. The Saints' job is still open, but it looks like that's going to Kellen Moore after this Super Bowl. Maybe there'll be a surprise there. Which team do you think ultimately, with some time to digest and whatnot, hit the biggest home run? Is it absolutely the Bears, or is there something to still be concerned about when it comes to Ben Johnson?
Well, it has to be everybody's concerned. This is first time head coaches. They've never done it before. You know, your forte is calling plays. Now you can't really put the time in necessary to be a great play call. You can, but it's a lot different, you know, and I'm sure Ben will still be able to put the time in, but he doesn't have the defense, the offensive line that Detroit Lions had. He does not have Jared Goff, the experience, and Lamonre St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery. So he's going to have to make adjustments and see how he does. He can't run the same offense he ran at Detroit, the play action, and wait for Jameson Williams to run an 18, 25-yard dagger across. He doesn't have a lineman to do that. So he's going to have to make some big-time adjustments, as is Liam Cohen, as is Schottenheimer, all these guys are. So, yeah, it's interesting to see how they do. I'm surprised Brian Flores didn't get a job with his toughness somewhere. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there that I thought were more deserving than some of the guys that got them. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no doubt. Jay Gruden with us, as always. Jay, thank you for making time for us, Coach, on a Tuesday as opposed to Monday. We'll talk to you, obviously, after the Super Bowl next week.
You got it. See you guys. See you, Doc.
That is the great Jay Gruden on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. Home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle covered seat, and shop them all at TedBritt.com. We have not gotten to the Lakers making a big splash for Luka over the weekend. Doc grew up a Lakers fan. His reaction next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I half expect Hollywood Hulk Hogan to come out when you play this theme.
I was hoping you'd get the Hulk Hogan reference on that one.
Little Jimi Hendrix.
Man, chop it down and get to my head.
I don't know everything, but I know this one.
Yeah.
I know this one.
Child, man, yeah.
I guess Hogan was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday.
Royal Rumble, baby.
Yeah, after Royal Rumble. And I guess he thinks the reason why he was booed in the Raw Netflix debut was because of politics. So I was asked by my guys, Johnny D, and the Drive with Johnny D down in Norfolk and Hampton Roads and whatever this morning, if it was because of the sex scandal from a couple of years ago with Bubba the Love Sponge wife, the politics, the new beer, or something else. I can't remember. And, you know, I started wondering, like, a guy like Hogan, right, even at his age, and even though he's not obviously in the ring anymore, like, you just want attention. Whether you get booed or whether you get cheered.
Sport, yeah.
You just want attention.
Yeah.
You just want to be relevant.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to go, oh, what do we do now? Right?
Yeah.
And in some ways, like, you know, you like to tease me about my New Yorkisms and about
the
canines get mad at me and whatever. But
and you do piss them off, but that's okay.
I'm
they're still there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, we have to spin the wheel for 15 hours a week on this show, right? And then any other time that I do any extra stuff. I'm just trying to keep it creative. I'm just trying to keep it juicy. I'm just trying to keep it interesting. Whether people love me or hate me, Doc, you know, they all love you. They don't all love me. So I'm just trying to keep it relevant.
I think you're way too hard on yourself.
Maybe. Maybe. All right, thanks.
This is like you got prime time. See, Metal and I, see, sometime you might have to drop in on the... But see, your weekends, you're playing paddle ball and you're doing appearances. We're
paddle ball.
Yeah, we're working. And so
paddle ball.
Our audience is different. See, so you take this for granted. We
paddle
don't.
Ball.
Yeah. Whatever him and Sheehan and all the weekday hosts do. But
if anybody's playing paddle ball, it's Sheehan.
Well, Sheehan, I mean it's a whole
in addition to golf.
Golf, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, when your best friend is Scott Van Pelt, yeah. You know.
Sheehan doesn't even drive his own golf cart. Yeah, he's driven.
That's pretty much true. All right, let's get to this. Something we haven't had time to get into because of all the Commanders and NFL stuff. For you, you grew up a Lakers fan, right? Mm-hmm. Would you still identify yourself as a Lakers fan, right? I know you root for the Wizards, but yeah. Right?
I vote for all local.
Right.
But again, your sports DNA is developed as a child. That's why I love it when I get to hear our fans call in and say how their parents took them to games and how they got their first Burgundy and Gold. Because it's a parents-driven You know, that's why I admire your son so much, because he won't let you contaminate him.
Mm.
He's burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Even though he woke up on the day of the conference championship.
That's according to you.
Singing Fly, Eagles, Fly.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Tyler would not do that. There's no way you can convince me. That's you feeling a little left out because you're not one of the fold. I understand that. That's okay. That's okay. But you're not like a stranger. You've been in this thing a minute. And so, you know, you're in. But you're not like Tyler. Tyler will be talking about this 10 years from now, 15 years from now, because it's your childhood that matters. And that's the beauty of it. Our brethren who raised some really good kids, they went 30 years in the wilderness and they didn't give up. 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how to relate to that. It's like, but I do appreciate their struggle with it. And I know, I'm not certain everybody realizes how many of our pack is not in. If they think this was a push, they ain't seen nothing. That's why the Harris Group is smart to at least establish reality. Because there's a lot of people still on the outside.
Yeah.
That they got to get in to make this thing what it once was and more powerful
right.
than ever.
All right. But okay. I mean, I could talk about the Commanders, obviously. So I just want to take advantage of while you're here before I have to deal with what I have to deal with tomorrow. So I'm running out of time to get like some expert
that's
commentary.
Option you have.
I don't know how much of an option it is.
Yeah.
You're a Lakers guy.
Yeah.
When you first heard Luka Doncic to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, forget about the others. Nobody cares.
It's been that way for 60 years.
You didn't get excited? You were just like, whatever?
I only get excited when we get in the finals. It's the championship or nothing.
Do you think they're closer to being in the finals with Luka Doncic than they were with Anthony Davis?
Well, technically, yes. But it doesn't really matter because, see, it's different when your goal, some teams' goals make the playoffs, do this or that. They only have one goal. That's the trophy, period.
But did they get closer to that?
We'll find out.
In your opinion, did they get closer
to
that?
Yes.
Because Luka is such a prolific scorer?
Yeah, but see, he scored. When you score and don't defend, you're only 50-50.
Right.
So every point he puts up, he gives up. So, but it'll be better for what L.A., because L.A. has got to be a draw. The problem with that is that you got to get those people who are spoiled to death. They got to get them to come out, be active. You got to win. See, people don't even understand, how can you even relate to it here? Where your team, it seems like most of your life, is in the lottery. The basketball team. Most of your life, they're tanking or they're trying to get the pick. You think it's normal. Thank God the Caps are competitive. They flip. They bounce right back up. They have a system. They have Hershey. We get player. It's fundamentally sound. So you have something you can hang your hat on for Caps fans, young and old. But our structures around here really leaves a lot to be desired. So then you get a baseball team that has great intellect because of the GM, but he's hampered.
Right.
It's only so far he can go, and we all know it going in.
Right.
And so you got to deal with that. So when you have you've been blessed, you happen to grow up with a group that it's the championship or death, that's a novelty.
When you have that mentality, though, sometimes you tend to make reckless moves.
Yeah, that happens.
And I understand. Entertainment, stars, and winning championships, or being at least, but they were in the Western Finals three years ago?
Yeah.
And they fired their head coach the next year.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
I mean, this is not exactly, to me, a well-run organization, the Los Angeles Lakers.
I call them the Clampets.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, I'm not proud of that. Yeah. They're the Clampets.
And here's the thing. Like, initially when the trade was made, I was like, what the hell did they do that for? I mean, the Mavericks. The Mavericks.
Yeah.
Because they got to know that Anthony Davis is A, 5 years older than Luka Doncic, and B, he's hurt a lot like Luka Doncic is. And so I looked at it as, well, that's kind of weird, right? But I understood, Lakers, like, here was the way, like, I think the Lakers certainly got the better score. We all understand that. The Mavericks probably got the better all-around player.
Yeah.
But you exchange 5 years, if you will, of age and difference in that. The Lakers, I think, make this move as much to say, okay, we're going to take a run here and see if we can catch fire with LeBron and Luka Doncic just going off for, I don't know, 65, 70 combined a night, maybe more, and see if we can catch lightning in a bottle. And damned if we're going to play defense and rebounding. Maybe we'll get Valachunas from the Wizards before the deadline, and we'll have a big man and whatever. But damned if we're going to do what the Dallas Mavericks are doing, which is trying to win with defense, size, rebounding, physicality, all that stuff, all that.
I didn't see it that way. Dallas decided not to invest in a guy that's not all in.
Well, that's the other thing.
And
so now the Lakers apparently are, well, they're not investing just yet because what the interesting thing to me, which I was not aware of, Doc, was when you get traded, you are no longer eligible for that Supermax. Right. I think this is the new frontier of how NBA teams are going to do business. Because if you think about it, right, the Wizards were in a really tough pickle with Bradley Beal. And they were coming off of a first-round playoff loss against Philadelphia with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, and they didn't trade him because Westbrook wanted to go back home to Los Angeles. They kept Beal. They wanted to build the franchise around Beal. Then they got to a point where they didn't want to trade him. Sentiment, what this, that, and the other thing. Also, because Beal was still averaging, I don't know, 24, 25
all
points
due
a game.
Respect, I just shut down when you mentioned the Wizards management. Because it's just completely a horrible example, because most of the things they did are wrong.
Yes.
It's jackass backwards.
But the reason why I brought it up was they were in a no-win situation, I thought, with Bradley Beal. It was either trade him and try and get whatever, and break apart your franchise and basically hit the implode button, or it was pay him the max contract. The Dallas Mavericks said, you know what? We made it to the finals last year. We were not a hair away from winning the NBA championship, but we made it to the NBA finals. But we are sick and tired of Luka not only not being purely dedicated to his craft, and maybe his body breaking down even more as he went along, as he gets up there a little bit in age. And, oh, wait a second, you're going to tell us we've got to pay him $350 million? So now, not only did they screw him from a contractual sense, but they also spared their team taking on a huge bloated contract worth $70 million a year, and now they can find other pieces to go along and build a team. So my question to you is, the Lakers take on Doncic, knowing that, hey man, LeBron might want out at the trade deadline. LeBron might want to retire at the end of this year. LeBron might play one more year on top of this, but we've got Luka. We've got a superstar locked in that we also don't have to pay the Supermax.
All that is fine, what you're saying, and I agree with it.
And the Mavericks don't have to pay the Supermax, and they get a player that's more controllable, so on and so forth, and a couple of picks. I actually think this is a pretty good deal for both teams.
And I agree with you.
Whereas most people think the Mavericks got hoodwinked here.
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I respect the fact that the Mavs, Mark Cuban would have hung in because he was like, Dan, he's trying to have a relationship with the players. This dude said, I'm not investing in a guy with poor work ethic. But yet he has Kyrie on his team. And Kyrie may have shifted or whatever. It's no different than Phoenix. Phoenix is even worse off.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to invest in the right kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud them for dumping him. And for L.A., it fits their profile even better because they got they get five years out of him scoring. They're a destination people want to play in.
Right.
Even though it costs them money to be there. But as long as they're like the Clampets to me. You have people running it, and everybody has a hidden agenda. So I don't like anything about their front office. I never have. That's why I call them the Beverly Hillbillies. And if they win, we get lucky and win. But if you don't, structurally, it's a mess. It's messy. But people want to go there and play. And if you get the best players in the world together and they decide to be unselfish, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
What I'm curious – all right – Do you think Luka and LeBron, for however they're together, can play together in harmonious chemistry when both are, again, primary ball handlers,
yeah,
shooters, whatever?
Contribute. Yeah. They need others. As long as they refuse to sell out defensively or one of them's body's running out of juice, but for a short season, they only got to play 25 games, 30 games, they can be hell on wheels. The question is, can LeBron recruit Luka to his gymnasium? Can he get him to inherit Kobe's traits? See, can you teach an old dog new tricks? If you do, the league better look out. But what's the chances of that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if just by showing up in L.A., Luka goes, oh, I've been doing it wrong all along. I'm going to put down the beignets and the brisket, and I'm going to start being a war daddy like LeBron James is.
In any language.
I don't know if that happens. If it happens, great, right?
If you're
then
right.
The Lakers gambled right.
They always do.
But if that happens, then they really got this right. If it doesn't happen...
Yeah, they got it right because in a series, if they make these moves before the deadline and get some center help, but see, it's like the Wizards. You know how many years we've been talking about them playing defense?
Yeah, and they're still not good at it.
They're still not
except
good
against
it.
The Hornets.
Every once in a while, but I'm just going, these people are being paid very, very well. We've got to beg them to do something that's a part of the game.
Yeah. Maybe the Lakers can get, again, Valanciunas.
I just don't understand that.
You know, from the Wizards. I mean, he's certainly available.
Yeah, and I bet you, ask him where you want to play.
Oh, I mean, if I was him, I would want to play with the Lakers.
There you go.
Right?
So they'll have a chance. He's 25. This young man's sitting on top of the world. But it hurt him to the core, the fact that they gave up on him.
Yeah.
So the first time in their life, an elite athlete, somebody hasn't kissed his behind. They gave up on him. He lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Somewhere.
That's got to motivate somebody, right?
It's going to push a button.
I mean, instead of going for alfalfa sprouts and bean briskets or bean what baskets, whatever they eat in California to stay as in shape as they do.
But part of this
instead
is
of doing that, you hope that LeBron rubs off on him. And
it's the Dan Snyder thing. They all got to take credit in it, licking him like an ice cream cone when he was a baby. Instead of directing him to do it the right way. When the ownership gets involved with the athletes, it's disastrous.
But Cuban's been gone for, what, a year?
He's been there 5. He got him as a baby.
Yeah.
So he raised him.
But, I mean, you would have thought, right, if you were Luka Doncic and you made it to the finals last year but came up short, and everybody knows defensively you're a liability and you're a little bit pudgy.
Still worked.
And now you have an injury that they thought was going to be like a 2-week thing and is turning into a 5 or 6 week thing. You would have thought at some point, right, you would have overinvested in your body if you really wanted to take that next step.
I think one thing you got to remember about L.A., though, man, Luka's going to feel a lot fatter in L.A. around all those actors and models. L.A. has that ability, man. Like, it's not like anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, it's because they're eating alfalfa.
Yeah, a lot of skinny bites. It ain't like it in Texas.
Out of shape. No, it's because everyone there is on diets to be on TV and in movies.
Yeah, and he has to smell that cow manure. It's going to change his perspective. But again, this guy knows he's really good. And we're going to find out now what kind of mentor. It didn't work with AD. LeBron wasn't able to get Anthony to change who he is. AD's talented too.
True.
But nobody's at the gym, so maybe that's not LeBron's thing.
Luka's younger too, though, so.
He's 25, man. Yeah. You can get 5 years of him.
He's only 1 year older than Bo Nix.
Yeah, prolific scorer. but again, it's also the community there and how they embrace him. No, the Lakers will be, and they'll get another piece to do it, but I do applaud. I know the Mavs front office is going to take some hits by people. That took really a lot of you-know-what to say, we're no longer investing in you. You won't even do us the justice of coming in shape. 30 pounds over your target is no joke.
Yeah.
Shows you how good he is. He can carry 25, 30 extra pounds and dominate a league.
But they obviously felt that that contributed to his injury that he's currently
right,
on
and
the timeline. And on top of that, hey, man, I need you to play 75, 77 games a year, 80 games a year, and four rounds of the playoffs.
This is the antithesis of NIL.
Remember, he was limping around and gassed in the finals last year.
He's disobedient to how he talks to refs. To all the NIL ballers, all these young ballers that are being empowered into thinking your manure has no odor, this is a good sign right now that management and ownership is saying, we reject you. If we're going to pay you, we had like you to do some things we want done too. Yeah. You're not going to just come in here and show up out of shape.
Right.
Even though you delivered, we were in the finals.
I think the best part about this final word today I think the best part about this is that I found out, discovered, apparently everyone else knew, that teams actually have some wiggle room and some control over these Supermax contracts.
Yep.
And you don't have to just buy in to the Supermax and pay guys absurd amounts of money if they're not doing exactly what you think they should be doing. All right, we'll take a final timeout. Come back. Dumb Dumb of the Day wraps it up next on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. This is great. I love it. I love it. The Ramones. Nice shot, Chris. All right, you know what time it is? Yes, indeed you do. Maybe you don't. I'll tell you, it's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
Big L.
So we were just talking about famous basketball players, right? Michael Jordan is pretty famous. Well, you know who wasn't? His son, Marcus. That's right. Not only has Marcus Jordan not lived up to his father's standards, but now he's been arrested and just released from custody, according to TMZ, today, like an hour ago. Why? Well, he was apparently driving his black Lamborghini SUV, Marcus Jordan, 34 years old. He was arrested for DUI earlier this morning after cops say he drunkenly got in his Lamborghini SUV and got stuck on some train tracks after going out and partying a night on the town in Maitland, Florida at about 1:15 this morning. According to police documents, police noticed Jordan's headlights on a railroad track. And when they approached his pricey ride, there were signs, including bumper damage and kicked up rocks, indicating he was trying to get away from the area, but he couldn't. So the officers kind of looked, evaluated the situation. They thought he maybe fled from a nearby traffic stop. Police had tried to already pull him over once before. During question, they noticed a strong odor of alcohol. He said he took a wrong turn, needed help getting his car off the track. Cops say the entire time he was speaking that he was having slurred speech and red, bloodshot, glassy eyes. He was ordered out of his car. He was initially held. He resisted arrest. He was booked, and now he's been bailed out after hanging out at a gentleman's club on Monday night. So, to this, the reality TV star that Marcus Jordan is, which the notion that anybody could be a reality TV star just shows you how dumb our country is. No, Marcus Jordan is not a star. Nobody should care about him. Nobody should support him. Nobody should watch. He's already in good hands with daddy's millions and millions of dollars. Please, people, do not patronize Marcus Jordan. He's an idiot. That's right. And he's a dum-dum.
I never knew he had a show.
Doc, I can't imagine that you're watching the Real Hollywood Wives of what is it? What show is he on? The Holly?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find it here. Whatever stupid show it is, Hollywood Wives of something. I don't even. This guy's constantly been in trouble. Constantly been in trouble. He's nothing like his daddy, I can tell you that much. Now, his daddy got into a little bit of trouble, but not like this. All right, that is our Dum Dum of the Day. You know who is not a Dum Dum? That is Craig Hoffman. He is coming up next. Wish me luck.
Where are you going?
I am stuck Caps? With I'm stuck with this guy tomorrow.
Oh man. What about no, you're
our new
are
friend,
you on the ice?
Our new friend Grimace.
Oh Grimace.
No.
Grimace, yeah. Okay.
In a French fry box. Tomorrow afternoon at 1, thanks to Metal
Good
Chris.
Luck. Yeah, Metal
on
you.
The other side of the glass, thanks
have
to Jay
you.
Gruden. And everybody
that
who called and listened, have a great Wednesday. Craig is up next. Adios.
Hoorah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.